I just want to mention that this year could be Le'ilui Nishmas Ari's grandfather, Avram ben David, and Aryeh's grandmother, I guess it was Mr. Pesel Bas Mordechai Zev, she only helped Chamos and Simchas in the family. Okay, so we're in the middle of our Gemara, working out Makoros for the Inyan of Sholmin the Dorshin. We have two Tanayim argue the exact window of time of Sholmin the Dorshin, Bilchus of Pesach. And the application, of course, is what we saw before, as far as a person who's in the Farish Yotzi B'Shayara, within that window of time, according to Rava, he has to do Bedika, whether or not he's returning. Before that window of time, to Lachzor, he also has to do Bedika, otherwise he doesn't. Meanwhile, we have this Halach of Shalom B'Darshin, and the application, as we noted, in terms of being Osik B'Tzarchei HaChag. So we have the Tanakama Sheet of Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara brings the Makor for that, because Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Baloscha is holding on Pesach Rishon, meaning on Yudalid Nisan of the second year, and he's talking about Pesach Sheni to the people who didn't know what they should do since they were Tamei Meis. So you see, that, and he goes into the many halachas of Pesach Sheni, so you see that there's an Inyan Shalom B'Dorshin already 30 days before. Shimon Gamliel thought it was not a raya, says the Gemara, because Aidi the Airi, the Nili the Pischa, Masik Lul Komili the Pischa. And we had two ways to understand Pshat. The Ran emphasized his idea that it's Dafke here because Pesach is the Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Sheni is one Inyan, and therefore he gives you the halachas of Karban Pesach, which is Pesach Sheni as well as Pesach Rishon. That's the makor for the Tanakama. The makor of Shimon Gamliel, so the Gemara initially says the makor would be from Parshas HaChodesh. We have Moshe Rabbeinu Omed Berosh Chodesh, Umazir al haPesach, as the pasuk tells us there, Hachodesh alchem Rosh Chodeshim. So the Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then it goes on. It says, "Dabo kodas Yisrael emor," that on the 10th of Nisan they should take the seh, and on the 14th they should shecht it. So you see that there's an inyan of Shalom B'Dorshin 14 days before Shtei Shabbosos. So the Gemara raises the question in this limud, the Dilma. How do you know that this was on Rosh Chodesh, and then you have the limud from Rosh Chodesh till Yudalid being 2 weeks? Maybe it was the fourth or the fifth of the month. This kasha leads the Gemara to offer a different makar from Shem Gamliel, and the makar is from the parsha in Baloscha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe in the second year. And it says there, B'chodesh HaRishon, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, B'nai Yisrael should offer the Karban Pesach in the Midbar on the 14th, and Moshe does so as Hashem told him. So you see that on Rosh Chodesh, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu conveyed that to Kari Yisrael to offer the Karban Pesach on Yudalit, so that's 2 weeks. And how do we know that the Dibor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu's transmission was on Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara uses Gezeirah Shavah, because it says over there, the Lashon of B'midbar Sinai, and we have in the beginning of Sefer B'midbar regarding the census, which was Be'echad Chodesh HaSheni, which was really a month afterwards, but meanwhile it's Echad, the first of the month. So we know that it was on Rosh Chodesh. That becomes the Maskana from Shem Gamliel for the Limud. Okay, we're up to the Tosus Nimai de B'Resh Yarchakai. So the Gemara's question on the first possibility from Shem Gamliel, that the Limud is from Parshas HaChodesh, that how would you have a raya to Shtei Shabbosos? Maybe it was not on Rosh Chodesh, it was on the fourth or the fifth. Stama, a little point on the side here. Why did Mark pick the fourth or the fifth? The Mark could have picked the second, the third. I saw some of the Achronim point out, Yaakov Emden has a tshuva on this, in Chelik Beis HaSheles Yaivitz, Simon Sadi, maybe other Achronim also, that the Cheshbon we mentioned yesterday, for Kari Yisrael in Mitzrayim, we know that the Yitzias Mitzrayim was in Tezvav, which was what day of the week? What day of the week? That was a Thursday, right? So that means that Rosh Chodesh, 2 weeks earlier, right, was a Thursday. So if it wasn't Thursday, if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, so then Friday is Erev Shabbos. Mar says that Eliyahu doesn't come Erev Shabbos. So Mestama wasn't Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos is Shabbos. So then it already leaves us with Sunday. So you're already holding now the fourth. So this is the fourth, the fifth. The first two opportune days that would, if it's not Rosh Chodesh Thursday, then more jumps to Sunday, Monday. Okay, just a little nugget, you know, why more picks Dafka Dalet or Hay. But what is the Kasha of the Gemara? That maybe this was not on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, you lost the raya of Shtei Shabbosos, Fractosis, Tema, the B'Shabbos, the Perek Rabbi Akiva, Mesech the Shabbos and Perek Rabbi Akiva, Kama Rabba, Rabba says over there the following, the Kulei Alma, the Rosh Chodesh, Asa Midbar Sinai. The Gemara there in the Sugya, in the Sugya's there, Peva, Pezain, and Shabbos, Ki Yadua, these are Sugya's of Matan Torah. A lot of the chronology of Matan Torah, exactly, from the time Kali Yisrael arrived in Midbar Sinai, coming up, Mitzvah Shem, a week from this Shabbos, Pashas Yisro. So, Vayisim Erefidim, Vayvol Midbar Sinai, Vayachan of Midbar, Vachodesh Ashrishi, Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Vayom Etzabo Midbar Sinai, and then the Gemara goes through a lot of the inyanim of the time they got to Har Sinai, and then what happened next, and what happened next, and Hagbalah, Prisha, and then the Sugis of Matan Torah itself. So the Gemara that Tosis is quoting in Shabbos is a statement there that interprets the arrival of Klal Yisrael. This was right after 50 days, a little less than 50 days, from the time they left Mitzrayim. They arrive at Midbar Sinai, but it doesn't say Mefurish, black and white in the Pasuk, what day. It says Bachodesh HaShlishi, the third month to their leaving Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. So the Amar, Gersh Bayas is Amar Rabba, Tosis is Rabba Bayaske, Rabba Rabba, the Kulei Alma, Berosh Chodesh, also Midbar Sinai. This is a meaning from the Gemara and Shabbos. Tosis is paraphrasing. K'siv Hacha, Bayom Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. The Pasuk says in the Yisrael, Bayom Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. Uksiv Hasan, it's written there, meaning in Parshas Bo. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Mala Halan Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara uses the limud of Bayom Hazeh, hearkening back, Gzeres Shavah, to HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, which is Rosh Chodesh. Mala Halan Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. Alma Pshita, the HaChodesh Hazeh, Nema Lobi Rosh Chodesh. So you see from the Gemara, Kedavar Pashut, the HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, was Rosh Chodesh. The Tosus doesn't suffice with that. And the Hanami, how does the Gemara know that? How does the Gemara know that HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, the words are, Hashem said to Moshe, Eretz Mitzrayim, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. So what does that have to do with the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh at the time that Hashem said it? So Tosus brings for this a Gemara in Menachos. What's bothering Tosis? What does Tosis need this Gemara Menachos? Here you have to kind of just go back to Pashup Shat in the words of the Pasuk. And this is what Rashi does. Again, it's good to have a Chumash and Rashi handy. What is the meaning of the Pasuk? What does it mean? What's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk? This month, the Chodesh of Nisan, is the head month. If you're going to count months, so you always reference your count to Nisan. Whenever the Torah would say a number, HaChodesh HaShvi, HaChodesh HaShlishi, it's to the month of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is really saying more or less the same thing as the second part of the Pasuk. Rishon Hulchem Uchadshi Hashana. You have to know why he has to repeat it, but that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. And Rashi acknowledges that. But then there's another layer to the Pasuk, and that's what Rashi brings initially on the Pasuk. We'll read the Rashi in a minute. And that's what Tosis is bringing from the Sugya Menachos. That HaChodesh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim doesn't mean the same thing as the second part of the Pasuk, Rishon Hulchem Uchadshi Hashana, that this month is the head month. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe and Aaron, this is what the Molad looks like, and this is what it takes to Mekadosh L'Chodesh. In other words, what we always refer to as the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh that was given in Mitzrayim at this juncture, in this Pasuk. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the Levana. This is what Tosis now brings from the Sugya Menachos. Says Tosis. So the Gemara in Shabbos uses this Rashab Hazeh Hazeh that indicates that this was Rosh Chodesh. And what's that based on? V'hayin mishum de amrinan v'hakometz rabba sh'nizkasha Moshe Rabbeinu v'ri'iyas halavana. that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time understanding exactly what it is that is considered to be the shiur of the Moad, to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Atch Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh, those famous words, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh, this is what it is. What exactly is the Gemara Menachos? There says there that there are three things. Tosafot doesn't quote the whole Gemara. There are three things quoted in the Gemara Menachos that the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha to Hashem, showed it to Moshe. Says the Gemara here in Menachos Chav Tes. Tana Dvar Bishmael. Shlosh Dvarim Hayu Kashin Lo L'Moshe. Ad Shehera Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzba'o. Until Hashem showed it to Moshe Be'etzba'o, like managed to point to it. This is it. Zeh. Ve'elu hein, menorah, v'rosh chodesh, u'shratzim. Menorah, d'sir v'zeh ma'asi ha-menorah, says v'zeh, rosh chodesh, d'sir v'chodesh, v'zeh l'chem, rosh chodashim, shratzim, d'sir v'zeh l'chem ha-tameh. V'yesh omrim, afechot shchita, Tosus there wonders about other things. We know Tosus, for example, quotes Machzis HaShekel, Tosus gives a teretz, but Maisa, three things mentioned in the list, and one of them is which means he pointed to the Levana. Okay, so this is what Tosfos is bringing. The Gemara in Shabbos that learns out that they arrived in Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh from the Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechem, and Tosfos brings the Gemara Menachos that explains HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechem means Hashem showed Moshe the Levana, which means it was on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, it's clear that this is on Reish Yarcha. And therefore, what's more asking? That maybe it was four or five? Now, what does Tosfos need two Gemaras here to build a case of the Kasha? I mean, the first Gemara, we said maybe wouldn't be enough because we have to understand where the Gemara is coming from. How does the Gemara know there was Rosh Chodesh? Maybe it was whenever. Tosfos says, yeah, but the Gemara in Menachos says that Hashem showed Moshe the Moed HaLevana. So why don't Tosfos just quote that Gemara by itself? So why is after Tosfos bring us the Gemara in Shabbos and then explain it through the lens of the Gemara Menachos? Gemara Menachos says Mefurish that Hashem showed Moshe the Moed HaLevana. So it's obviously Rosh Chodesh. So what's the Gemara asking over here? That maybe it was a fourth or the fifth. Why does Tosfos have to bring first the Gemara in Shabbos and explain it through the Gemara Menachos? Dr. Noam, you have an answer? Yeah, what do you think?
I saw the slide at the top and did that to say that Gemara, even though Hashem said this is the moon, you could say Hashem just kind of made it, like, just sort of what the moon will look like.
Oh, so you're saying very good. So this is interesting.
Like that.
What?
Menorah was like that also. Right?
So very good, very good. So the answer is, I know the Tzach says it, but good, but it's I thought of it on my own based on that there are other people want to answer Tosfos Kasha, and they bring a Rambam to this effect. Let me start off. I mean, on my side, I found this in at least two Makoros, now I know the Tzlach as well, the Maharal and the Netziv. Maharal was, of course, first, but the Netziv says it, Bedas HaRambam. The Maharal says it on his own, and then wants to answer Tosfos Kasha, and he runs with it a little bit more, but we'll see the way he does with it is not so pashut. Okay, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the Moed HaLevana? So if you look in Rashi and Chumash, let's go back to Rashi and Chumash. Okay, we see the Makoros and Rashi are in the Mechota, but Rashi and Chumash are on the Pasuk, HaKadosh Zalachem. Talk to Rashi, take a look, Pasuk Beis. Her'ahu Levana Bechidusha. Ve'amar lo kishayreach mischadesh yilcha rosh chodesh. Mechilta. Her'ahu Levana Bechidusha. Hashem showed Moshe the Levana in its state of being a molad. What does Her'ahu mean? So you could say Her'ahu means in a Mara Nevua, or it can mean Hashem literally showed Moshe, look up in the sky. So you see from later Rashi, and that's how Mestamin Mechilta is interpreted, that it's Mamish. Hashem showed Moshe the Moed HaLevana. Her'ahu Levana Bechidusha Ba'amalo. Now Rashi says, the image is a Bishuto. Alkodesh Nisan Amalo Zeyer Moshe Seder Inim Chadashim Ishayir Koresheni Yisivin Shlishi. The Pshuto Shemekred means HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the month of Nisan. Look at the next Rashi. hazeh niskasha Moshe amoed halavana. This is based on Mechilta and also the Gemara Menachos that we mentioned. Beis Hashir Tiroya v'tira royal kaddish. V'hero lo, listen to the lesson Rashi. V'hero lo be'etzba es halavana berakia. So here in Rashi, there's no two ways about it. Rashi is saying, what Hashem showed Moshe was the molad, the levana in the sky, barakia. Not that he saw barakia in the Mar Nevuah. He showed him barakia. But omar lo kazer eva kadesh. Rashi continues. The keitzad herahu, how could Hashem show Moshe the levana in the sky? Haloloya medaber imo el bayom. But we know that whenever Moshe received Nevuah, it was always by day. Shenema vayhi bayom diba Hashem Moshe beretz Mitzrayim. It's another pasuk. So it's bayom. We know that the Nevuah is always by day. What's Rashi's kasha? Because it couldn't have been in a day. You don't see the levana. Bayom tavosom and ayom ashetzivas v'holah. Many psukim that show that Hashem was communicating to Moshe only bayom. Ela samach eshkiya sacham and nemer l'parshazu. It was close to Skia, v'nehero imcha sheicha, mechilta. So again, the Makoros are in the mechilta, but Rashi clearly understands that what Hashem showed Moshe was actually a physical levana, I mean, so to speak, in other words, not the mind of what he showed him, which means that the date when Hashem showed him was mamish when the levana would be in the sky. This is how Rashi is learning Pshat, and we'll see Makoros in the mechilta in a minute. And of course, that's the basis for Akasha, that obviously this communication was on Rosh Chodesh. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, in the very beginning, the Rambam says as follows. This is why I don't know if it's close to Rambam, but the Rambam says, Zeli Shono, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Kiddush HaChodesh, Chod She Yashana Hem Chod She Halavana, Shnema Olet Chodesh B'Chodesha, Kach amru chachamim. Hera lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe b'mare hanevuah d'mus levana. V'amar lo kazer eva kadesh. The Rambam is saying that what Hashem showed Moshe was in mare nevuah. This is what the Moad looks like for Kiddush HaChodesh. The mare nevuah. Says the Nitziv, he wrote a parish on the Mechilta called Birchas HaNitziv. He also would appear in the Sifrei, called Emer Kanitziv, and this is in both places. Often the Nitziv repeats his Kedushin in different places. So here from on the Mechilta, he says that a Rambam the Farish, that it was a Mar Nevuah, and why did the Rambam do that? To answer Tosis Kasha. That's a Rambam, not like it's Mashma, that it was Mamish, the Levana in the sky, but rather it was a Mar Nevuah. Why did the Rambam do that? Lomad Zeharambam from the Gemara's Kasha and Sachim Daf Bavamadeis. How can the Gemara ask a Kasha? Nimai de Breshach of Kai Dilma Bidale Bechodesh. Ukranis Kasha Watosus Sham. What do you mean? It had to be Rosh Chodesh because it was, that's when the Moed is in the sky. That's when you can see the new moon. So what's Gemara's Kasha? Aval Rambam Farsh Kipshuto, Diyesh Lama Delonidvar Imo Rosh Chodesh. We don't know that it was Rosh Chodesh. Hashem could show Moshe Mar Nevuah for Kiddush HaChodesh. A few days into Rosh Chodesh. It's not the real Levana, it's the Mar Nevuah. So this is Nitziv over here on the Mechilta. It's also Nitziv on the Pasuk, Bezeh Masih HaMenor Miksha Zahav, in the Sifrei on that Pasuk, when it says, there are three things that Hashem showed Moshe, and he discusses the three things. And he explains that the Mar Nevuah, there was a Mar Nevuah, and Jumya of the other thing. The Maharal says the same thing in Gur Aryeh. Maharal says, I don't understand Tosfos Kasha. Because it wasn't the real moon, it was only a Mar Nevuah. Ilav Tirat Tosfos, he would say that Kazer Er Kadesh, that he really, it's really, it was a Mar Nevuah. But the Maharal says a little bit more on this, a second earlier. But to backtrack, so could be Tosis anticipated a suggestion like that. So you're saying from the Tzlach, so what did Tosis do? Tosis built his case. If Tosis would have just quoted the Gemara Menachos Chavtes, there'd be no Kasha. The Gemara is good. Because all you see there is Hashem showed Moshe a Mar Nevuah of the Moed HaLevana. When? All we know, could have been a few days into the month. This is what would make for Kiddush HaChodesh. When did Hashem show it to him? Bechet Teisa was actually when the moon would be in the sky. But Tosfos says, wait a second. The Gemara in Shabbos learns that there's a, that we know the Kaddish got to Har Sinai on the day that Achorish Azelachem. So sounds like it was shown to him on the actual day. Lamaisa, and then what would the Rambam do with the Gemara Shabbos? Okay, so it could be it's not such a kasha. It's good. It's not good. The Rambam doesn't have to fan for every Gemara. Or maybe the pshat is that the Gemara can still use the Hekish. Maybe is what you mean to ask. Because Lamaisa, what does that symbolize? The Amar Nevuah symbolizes the beginning of the month, right? It doesn't matter that the time Hashem may have said it to him would have been, 4 or 5 days into the month. But Lamaisa, what it represents Rosh Chodesh. So Bayom HaZeh is the day that the Chodesh HaZeh represents. In other words, we're going to explain about Kiddush HaChodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't have to do with the timing of the actual communication of a Chodesh HaZeh. It has to do with the concept of what it is. So that's good enough for Tzeres Shavah to say, Bayom HaZeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, it's Rosh Chodesh. And Tosfos will hold not the way. Tosfos will hold, but from the seed in the Gemara must have understood that the Hachodesh Zerachem was mamish on Rosh Chodesh, and it wasn't a Mara Nevuah. And Tosfos explains that obviously from the Gemara Shabbos, it's clear the Gemara understood that it wasn't just a Mara Nevuah, like let's say by Sheretz or the other things. It was actually the Levana Barakia. So there's a little bit in terms of understanding why Tosfos brought both Gemaras and how the Rambam perhaps had another answer to this kash. Elio.
Yeah, why do we need the
Gemara Menachos? I started by saying because if he just had the Gemara Shabbos,
so if we're going to understand that
Gemara,
and what's if there's a difference to say it, why?
Right. If it's a Mara Nevuah, no. So if it's a Mara Nevuah, Tosfos would say that then the Gemara is good, like the Rambam might hold, because who says that it was on Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara could ask very well, maybe it was on the 4th or the 5th. Hashem could show Moshe Mar Nevuah of a Moed Alevan a few days into the month. But Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara is building a case that we know that Bayom HaZeh, Bamod Mar Sinai, is parallel to HaChodesh Zalachem. Tosfos understood that to mean that it was Bayom HaZeh, was the HaChodesh HaZeh, the same time that Hashem spoke to Moshe. So it must be that it was on Rosh Chodesh. Why is that? Because it wasn't just the Mara Nevuah; it was actually the Levana Barakia. This could be the Machlokas. Now, Lamaisa, like this, the Maral says a little bit more. What I just gave you is what the Nesiv says, B'das HaRambam, very good, and it could be that's why Tosfos had to go through the hoops that he did, Lafuke, that such a suggestion. What's a little bit more, doesn't fit so perfectly, but the Maral wants to say it's actually a machlokas. See, the Rashi that we quoted, how could it be it was that he showed a Levana, Hashem only spoke by day? Obviously, that means the Rashi took it to mean it was really a machlokas meforsh, that it was a Mara Nevuah, that it was a real Levana. The machlokas goes like this: Hachosh Zalachem, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Moshe Hera es Achodesh Yisrael v'amal lehem kazeh heyu roin the kovin es Achodesh Udoros. Moshe Rabbeinu is not showing Mara Nevuah to Kal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu Hera es Achodesh Loshen HaMechilta. This is more than what you see in Rashi. Moshe Hera es Achodesh Yisrael v'amal kazeh heyu roin the kovin. But he drew a picture. He also pointed. This is Rabbi Yishmael Omer. So it sounds like it was merely the Levana Barakia. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ze Echad Megimu Dvarim, Sheniskasha Moshe Ver'o Hamakom Eskuan Be'etzba. Kayotzi V'davar, V'zelechem Hatame, the Sheretz, Shmona Shvatzim, V'ze Masi HaMenorah. So that's the Gemara in Megillah, in Menachos Chavtes. That's Rabbi Akiva over here in the Mechilta. Right after that, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, "Hello, Kol Dibros Shenidbar in Moshe Lo Nidbar El Biyom HaChodesh." So, Ketzarim Medabim Mo Biyom Vero HaChodesh Balayla. So, the answer is Im Chasecha. So, there are three things in this passage of the Mechilta. There's a Rabbi Yishmael that Moshe Rabbeinu showed Kol Yisrael the Chodesh, Kazeh HaYuroin. We have Rabbi Akiva in the middle. This is one of the three things in Skasha Moshe. And you have the comment at the end that he spoke to him toward evening. Shmara wants to say as follows, that this machokes tanoim on this question. Did Hashem show Moshe physically the actual in the Rakia, show him the molad in the sky, or did Hashem show Moshe my nevuah? So Rabbi Yishmael, who starts off the Mechilta, and the last come to the Mechilta that says he spoke to him toward evening. So we're talking about actually showing the moon in the sky. But Rabbi Akiva, who's mentioned in the middle, which is the same Maimar that we saw in Menachas Chavtes, that there were three things that Moshe was Niskasha, that is similar to the other things. So you said before, Sheratzim, whatever, wasn't, he didn't show a Sheretz. He showed him a Mar Nevuah of a Sheretz. This is what it is. So the Mara wants to say, it's Taka Machlokes Kanayim, and therefore it works out like this. The Gemara in Shabbos, that uses a Gzeres Shabbat to learn now by Yom Zabal Midbar Sinai, that it was on Rosh Chodesh, just like HaKhoi Zalich HaMosh HaKhodashim, that's assuming that it was on Rosh Chodesh itself, that's like Rabbi Yishmael, that it was really the Rakia, it was the moon in the Rakia, and it was on Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara here that asks, Mimai, the Bereish Shachakai, the Gemara is pushing the other sheet of Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Maral says. Why isn't it so gishmak? For a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, they're making the mechilta like, you know, two different shitas. Moreover, who says the Maimar in Menachas Chavtes? If you remember, I quoted it before, who remembers? Who was the Baal HaMemra? Tanud Rabbi Yishmael. And what does Tosa say a daf earlier in Pesachim? That you're allowed to ask from Tanud Rabbi Yishmael, right? Remember that? Okay, so I think Rabbi Hartman points it out about the Maral, if I'm not mistaken. So how could the Maral say that the Rabbi Yishmael holds it was really the Levana, the Rabbi Akiva holds the Mar Nevuah, and the Gemara Menaches is Rabbi Akiva, but it's Rabbi Yishmael. It doesn't stem. Okay. Yeah, so it's a bit odd what the Maral is saying. But this is his approach, that you have, you know, that you can work out that there's different shitas about it. And another problem I had is also then, how can we ask a kasha? Maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like the other time, like Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, the Gemara, he's explained the Gemara's kasha, Mimai, that was Rosh Chodesh, maybe it was fourth or the fifth, because really, maybe it was only Mar Nevuah. So maybe Shmuel or Shimon Gamliel answer, no, I hold that it wasn't a Mar Nevuah. I hold it was really the Levana Barakia. So therefore, it's good. The Gemara's asking a kasha. So how can you ask a kasha by bringing one shita if there's another shita that holds otherwise, and you have an answer? Yeah.
I think you mentioned the Maral mentioned in there that did Rupasim like Rabbi Akiva?
Because Rupasim Rabbi Akiva. See, he anticipates what you're saying. Yeah, but to save Shem Gamliel holds like the other Tana, it's so hard. He mentioned you can look at the Maral. The Maral has other things to say. Also, it's very gishmak. It's a Maral and Gur Aryeh on Chumash. He's Marech. Basically, the basic kernel of the idea I found in the Netziv. And you're telling me in the Tzvach as well that one could have understood that it was not the actual Hashem showed Moshe the Levana Rakia, it was a Mar Nevuah. And that would work in the words of the Gemara and Menachas Chavtes, just like the other inyanim that he showed Moshe pastures. It was not the actual thing, it was a Mar Nevuah. But the Mashmos of Mechota, Mashmos of Mashim Chumash was actually the real thing. And if you hold like the Rabbi, Mrs. Mefurish, was Mar Nevuah, then you have a way possibly around this kash of Tosfos. But again, the Maral wants to be toed in the Machokas Tanayim, that's already not so simple. Anyway, Tosfos is leaving us with the kashas. Tosfos has to give two terutzim. So how can the Gemara ask that maybe it was on Reish Yarcha, it's Nevuah from the two Makoros that we just put together, that there was a real communication on Rosh Chodesh when the Molad is actually seen in the sky? So how can I ask that it could have been a few days into the month? Tosfos has two answers to this question. Answer number one, the Tirei Rabbeinu Tam, and this is also brought in Tosfos and Shabbos Peivav, this Tirei Rabbeinu Tam. Afal Gav She'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe V'Reish Yarcha, I grant you that. It's Mefurish from the Gemara Shabbos, you see, and from the Gemara Menachis, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Reish Yarcha, HaKol Yisrael Lachem. That's clear. But it's not a raya that Shalom V'Dorshin Shtei Shabbosos. Why? Because Dilma Moshe L'Omar Lehem L'Yisrael Ela Begimu Obedalad B'Yarcha. What we don't know, though, is when Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted this communication. Maybe that was a few days into the month. In which case, if it was on the fourth of the month, let's say, then it's only 10 days before the mitzvah of Pesach, not 2 weeks. All we know is Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Rosh Chodesh. We don't know when Moshe gave it over. Now, if that's the Gemara's kasha, then what's the Gemara say when the Gemara goes to another makar, right? What's the next makar the Gemara gives? Because Hashem says in Baloscha, Hashem said to Moshe on Rosh Chodesh, the Yasub Bnei Yisrael is a Pasach b'moad. So you see that it was 2 weeks before. The Gemara says, how do you know it's Rosh Chodesh? Because it says the Midbar Sinai, and it says in the beginning of the Midbar that there was a census that Hashem spoke to Moshe, Be'echad Chodesh Hasheini. So how does that answer the kasha that we had before? All you know from this Gezeirah Shavah, from the Midbar Sinai, is that Hashem spoke to Moshe, the Yasub Neisur Sapasach Benoado, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But then what does it say after that in the Pasach? Vadabin Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Lasso Sapasach. So, when was that? Maybe 2 days later, 3 days later. All the Gezeirah Shavah is going to do is tell me when the Dibur was from Hashem. So then, if the whole problem they had before was we don't know when Moshe gave it over, so then here too, like that Moshe was a Pasach, we don't know when he gave it over. So how does the Gemara going to solve this kasha when it brings the Gezeirah Shavah from Bamidbar Sinai? This is what Tosfos is bothered by. So you have to put into the Gezeirah Shavah something more than what we realized. Initially, we thought we're just using Gezeirah Shavah to explain that the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bachodesh HaRishon, that they should bring the Karban Pesach. Pesach Midbar, Hashem spoke to Moshe on Rosh Chodesh. And there's never a question about when Moshe gave it over. That was never our issue. But according to Rabbi Tam, that was our issue before. That was the only problem we had before, because we know Hashem spoke to Moshe, Kiddush HaChodesh, and everything afterwards was on Rosh Chodesh, but we don't know Moshe gave it over. So here too, how do you know Moshe gave it over? The Tosfos says, but you have to read into Gezeirah Shavah more than you realize. Why is Gezeirah Shavah coming to tell us that not just Hashem spoke to Moshe on Rosh Chodesh, but Moshe gave it over Rosh Chodesh? How do I know? Because what's the other place that says in Midbar Sinai, beginning of Midbar? Hashem said, Kyan B'nai Yisrael. And what does it say over there in the section of Midbar? That, let's take a look, Tosis quotes the Pasuk, but it's right there toward before Sheini. Eis Kohaida Hikilu. They gathered everybody. Be'echad l'chodesh hasheni v'yisyaldu. Oh! So the census, the case of the census is first in the Pasuk. It wasn't just the Dibur was an echad l'chodesh v'yisyaldu. They got together and Moshe Ben obviously gave it over the same day. So all that goes into the Gezeirah Shavah too. So Miyushava, that's why the Gemara has a right to bring the Gezeirah Shavah, which shows you not just that the Dibur was, but also that Moshe Rabbeinu's follow-up was on them. That's what Tosfos gives, has to add according to Rabbeinu Tam. Without Rabbeinu Tam, you would never tell when Moshe did it. Moshe did everything right away. We just have to know when the Dibur was. So that's what the Gezeirah Shavah is. But Rabbeinu Tam says that was the whole point of the Gemara's Kasha. Maybe the Dibur of Moshe was after Hashem's Dibur. It wasn't the same day. And then we don't have a right to learn that Sholem the Darshan. So the Tos has to say, in the Gezeirah Shavah, I see more than that. Take a look in Tosfos. Umasik, Tos has to add this. Umasik, when the Gemara concludes that we learn from the other source, from Hashem's telling Moshe, Yasub Neis, it's a Pesach b'moado, how do we know that was Rosh Chodesh? So it's not just how we know that was Rosh Chodesh, how do we know Moshe Rabbeinu said over Rosh Chodesh? The Yalef Midbar mi Midbar, meaning, the Bahi, the Be'echad HaChodesh HaSheni, Amiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'amiras Moshe, Havi B'Reish Yarcha, Dechsev, Be'echad HaChodesh HaSheni, Vayisyaudu. So Mamish Kishmak, it comes out that the Gezeirah Shavah told me also the other point, that Moshe Rabbeinu's execution was on the same day. This is Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Yeah.
Just to clarify that, how did that teach us that Moshe Pesach?
Okay, again, in Parshas Baloscha, Hashem says, the Yasub Neisos HaPasach Bin Moada. And it says over there, Hashem spoke to Moshe Bin Midbar Sinai. And it says further, So when was that? So the answer is Gezeirah Shava. It says Bamidbar Sinai. And it says Bamidbar Sinai, beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. And there was Rosh Chodesh. And what was Rosh Chodesh? The Dibur and also Moshe Rabbeinu's Amira. Because it says he gathered them all on that same day. So Mela, we know here as well that the Dibur was Rosh Chodesh. When it says the Chodesh HaRishon was Rosh Chodesh. And what else was Rosh Chodesh? Vayidah Moshe was on Rosh Chodesh. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's reading of the Sukkah. No, the Gemara needs to, in order to have a raya to Shom Bedarshan, it's not enough just to prove when the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. You have to know when Moshe Rabbeinu was darshaning, when he was saying over. So that was what the Gemara was asking. I understand that Hashem spoke on Rosh Chodesh, but maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give it over yet, till afterwards, till fourth or the fifth of the month. So that's what the Gemara is going to have to prove from the other source, and that source will have a raya not just on Hashem's Amira, but even on Moshe's communication. Is this clear, everybody? Now, it's interesting. I quoted a mechota before. The mechota's lashon was, how to start the mechota, Rabbi Shmuel said, Moshe hera es ha-chodesh li-Yisrael, v'omar lehem kezeh hayu roen v'kobin es ha-chodesh l'doros. So it's mevorah in this, Rabbi Shmuel, in the lashon here, that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu is showing Klal Yisrael as a chodesh, means he's showing them also the sky on Rosh Chodesh. Now, what do you mean? Heres a chodesh Yisrael. So Mechota took for granted that it wasn't just Hashem telling Moshe on Rosh Chodesh; it was Moshe Rabbeinu showing Klal Yisrael. How's Mechota know it? I don't know. But then, of course, if that's true, then it's understood that Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. But it's not as simple. Because we're not yet at the read, but I want to just focus within Rabbeinu Tam. Take a look in Parshas Bo with me. What does it say in Parshas HaChodesh? Hashem tells Moshe initially, HaChodesh Alechem Rosh Chodashim. Right? That's the first thing Hashem says. Pasuk Beis, Yud Beis Beis. Then Hashem says, Dabru Kodash Yisrael Emor. This is still Hashem speaking. I'm not saying like the Ri yet. I'm not thinking that Dabru could have been a different day. Hashem is still speaking to Moshe on Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam didn't think to separate when Hashem said Achor Yisraelchem, when Hashem said Dabru. This is still Hashem speaking. What else does Hashem say on Rosh Chodesh? That tell Klal Yisrael to take on the 10th of the month, the Pesach, and then on the 14th, they should shecht it, and so on and so forth, details of Karban Pesach, and then details about Makos Bechoros, and details about Chag HaPesach, not to eat chametz, not to own chametz, to eat matzah. All this is here in Hashem's Dibur, when? On Rosh Chodesh. Now, the issue that's coming up in Rabbeinu Tam is when Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. But the Gemara is probing, B'dilma, B'dalet, B'hei, the question is, maybe Moshe didn't say it over. Now, do we have any indication of Moshe saying anything over here? All we have is Hashem speaking. Well, let's continue in the parasha. What's the next thing we find after Parsha Sachodesh ends? Hamishi. Pasuk Chafalas. Vayikra Moshe Chozikne Yisrael Vayomer Alehem. Now, what Moshe is doing here is mentioning some of the points that we had just in the earlier 20 psukim of Parsha Sachodesh. What does Moshe say? Mishru Kulchem Tzon. There's some details here that weren't exactly mentioned in those same words before. Moshe Rabbeinu gives over something of what Hashem said, but not everything. At least not everything is mentioned here. Like what's not mentioned? In these psukim from Vayikra Moshe Chozikne Yisrael until the end of this section, till Pasuk Chafches. What's not mentioned? Kishachoy is not mentioned. Interesting. Maybe that was right away. Oh, but now we can start thinking. What else did Moshe say? Moshe is talking about Karban Pesach. What doesn't he mention? What else is not mentioned? Chametz. All those details. Lo yirai, lo yimatzei, lo yimatzei vateichem, tashbisu. That's not here. Eating matzah. Is that mentioned here? What is this Vayikra Moshe mentioning? Halachas of what? Which halachas are mentioned here in this section of Moshe speaking to Zikne Yisrael? Karban Pesach. Where do we find Moshe Rabbeinu giving over mitzvahs of matzah, of chametz? Do we find that anywhere in Chumash? Okay, let's go further in Parshas Bo. When's the next time Moshe speaks to Klal Yisrael mitzvahs? Let's go to the end of this section. What? Oh, look at the end of Parshas Bo. Perek Yud Gimel. My Dabba Shem Moshe Leimar Kadashi Chobachor. Tete Korach Mibnei Yisrael Badavavahim Alihu. One pasuk, Kadosh Kabbalah. One pasuk is Hashem speaking to Moshe, Kiddush Bechor. From here until the end of Parshas Bo is who speaking, Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting. So here we have more things that Moshe says. Some of them already have been mentioned in Parshas Hachodesh. Interesting. Vayom Moshe La'am, Zach Hazem Hazeh Shetzasim Zemi Savadim. Now, Has Hayom Hazeh? When is this? Zach Hayom Hazeh Shetzasim. Does it sound like it was a Rosh Chodesh Nisan? When is he saying, Zachas Hayom Hazeh She'etzasem? When is Moshe speaking this dibur to Klal Yisrael? What? Yeah, when about to leave Tezvav, and he tells them, Hayom Etam Yotzim Chodesh Aviv, and he tells them, you should do this avoda when you go into Eretz Canaan. And then he says, Shiras Yom Tocha Matzos. For the first time, we see Moshe Rabbeinu talking about matzah. In other words, what do we have before? We have Sa'or lo yimatzi b'vateichem. We have Tashbisu. That was Hashem speaking to Moshe in Parshas HaChodesh. And that was on Rosh Chodesh. And we have on Zoch HaZiyom HaZeh, at the end of the Parsha, Moshe says, lo yirach ha-chametz, lo yirach ha-sa'or, matzos yachel, v'igat ha-levimcha, tefillin. We don't even find Hashem saying mitzvah of tefillin. It's only given in the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, Hashem told Moshe, but Moshe Rabbeinu is telling tefillin, mitzvah of tefillin. And by Kiddiyacha, Kiddush Bechor, and Hashem said one pasuk, Kaddish Kol Bechor. Moshe Rabbeinu is elaborating about that. And that takes us to the end of the parasha, again, mentioning tefillin. So it's interesting that you don't necessarily see that all that was given to Moshe initially was given over by Moshe in one installment right away. So I'm not noticing what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is not totally out of left field. Rabbeinu Tam is working pshat in the Gemara that perhaps, and the Gemara ends up with in Chanami, we have to go to another Mokar. Noticing, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden talks a little bit about this in his own way, in that same tshuva, that's why it's Nisaratub, but also from the Psukim, that Rabbeinu Tam is suggesting, the Gemara is asking, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give over what was mentioned until a few days later. Well, you see, Lamaisa, in the way the Pasha lays out, that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks Mishchu, he tells him a little bit about Kavim Pesach, and then only later on, Zachas Yom HaZeh, does he talk about Lo Yirai, Lo Yirai, Chachavis, Lo Yirai, Sa'or, and Sibritzius Mitzrayim, Vigata Levincha. Okay, so there's certainly possibility that Moshe Rabbeinu did not give over even Kavim Pesach mitzvahs right away. When was that? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't two weeks before. Maybe it was only Yaakov Emden makes a question like this. Maybe it was the fourth. What's the memes of the fourth? Because the fourth is 10 days before the 14th. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, he wants to learn like this. I think he learns that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu said over on Rosh Chodesh because it was 10 days before the taking. And once he tells them about the taking, so he tells them about the Shechita as well. But really, it's not requiring 2 weeks. Anyway, Lamaisa, you see already, Rabbeinu Tam's working from the possibility that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's transmission was not exactly the same day as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur. And even if you say like the Mechilta, that Moshe said to Kaisa, look at the sky, look at the moon, that was only Chozel Achet. But maybe what comes after is Mishchu, Kluch, and so on, and all the Inyan and Makar and Pesach, maybe that was a few days later. This is Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, the whole Limud has to come from another source, which is based on Xerus Shabbat. The Xerus Shabbat is going to also tell us about when Moshe Rabbeinu said over. I have one more question before we go to the Re. One more Ara. Nu Rabosai, go back to the early part of the Gemara. What's the marker for the Tanakhama? Of Shoshim Yom. What's the marker for the Tanakhama? The Moshe Rabbeinu is Omer Pesach Rishon, Umazir al Pesach Sheni. meaning he's telling over Hilchos Pesach Sheni when? On Yud Daled Nisan. How do you know he's saying it over in Pesach on Yud Daled Nisan? What does it say in the Chumash? That they didn't know what to do. They come to him, as Tosis proved it was on Yud Daled. And Hashem gives Moshe all these halachas of Pesach Sheni. Does it say in Baloscha that when Moshe said over? Maybe he waited till Pesach Sheni to say it over. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the issue of Sholem V'Darshin is predicated on knowing when Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. It's not enough to just assume that Hashem said it, if Moshe said it right away. You see from the Gemara's next kasha, from the case of Achoy Zelachem, that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu said it a few days later. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give over Pesach Sheni right away. It doesn't say in Parshas Baloscha that Moshe said it over.
Isn't it the assumption of Rabbeinu David that that's why he says that you could ask it on himself, but he just mastered the halal?
Rabbeinu David is a different question. He was asking, maybe he said, oh, once he started talking about one thing, he talked about the other things.
See, that's the assumption.
I'm not, Rabbeinu David was talking about the Pesach Mitzrayim. I'm talking about Pesach Sheni. I'm going back to the Tanakam. The Tanakam is Limud Rabosai. Again, Shloshim Yom. What's the Limud? Moshe Rabbeinu is Omei B'Pesach Rishon, Mazeh Pesach Sheni. What do you see in the Chumash about Pesach Sheni? Do you see Moshe Rabbeinu's communication or Hashem's Dibur to Moshe? What? Hashem's Dibur to Moshe. So how do you know Moshe said it over on Yud Daled Nisan? Maybe he said it over closer to Yud Daled Iyar.
I mean, what about all the Tzvayim? Like, they're just going to wait.
So maybe he told them, don't do today. Pesach Rishon. As far as the details of Pesach Sheni, I don't know. He had to tell them not to do Pesach Rishon. Okay. But it doesn't say anything in Chumash about when Moshe Rabbeinu said over this whole Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ish Yatame Derech Chochoka. According to Baal Tam, that's the heart of the Sugya. You have to know when Moshe said it over. So it doesn't say in Chumash when Moshe said it over. That was a Ha'ara. You have to know how to go back to the earlier part of the Gemara. What?
Would it be relevant at all, the fact that before,
yeah, but that was because it's just taken for granted that everything was said over by Moshe. I'm asking, but now with Rabbeinu Tam, how do you know when Moshe said it over? You're taking for granted that Moshe, because it would be no limud otherwise. It'd be no way to know that it was Sholem V'Darshin's Lamed Yom if it wasn't Moshe. So why did the Gemara not have the kasha that Rabbeinu Tam learns was the later kasha of the Gemara? Why did the Gemara ask that kasha earlier in the Rabbana? So, Mr. Baal Batish, I think you can answer. Go ahead. What do you think?
I mean, both. I don't know what everything, but in terms of what everyone else is saying, you have to say something to them at that moment.
Okay. Okay. Good. You're saying good.
So, and there's no mention of Pesach Sheni with your colleagues. So why would you jump to assume that you have a colleague?
Yaakov, similar? Yeah.
Yeah, Pesach Sheni, maybe if you read Bayomar Aliyah Moshe, Indu
Eshneha. You're saying.
They're mamish waiting for me.
I think to both of you. Yes, I think the answer is mamish what you're saying. Could be one of the achronim, maybe Archadash, maybe he says it in his own way, but this is l'chor what I was thinking. That, read the pasuk, imdu ve'eshma'a, ma yitzav Hashem lachem. He's telling whoever they were, Mishol ve'otzafan, whoever they were, wait, let me hear what Hashem says. So what? So Hashem gives him a whole dibur, including Pesach Sheni. And what, he just gives them a short version, don't do today, and everything else, and it's done. In the best means, let me hear, and the understand, the implicit in that is that whatever Hashem said, no, what, Madiba Hashem, he said over. So there's no kasha the Gemara Dilma a few days later. Because the pasuk shot in the way the pasuk is laying out is that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, hang on for a second, let me check in with, you know, higher power, Imdu Vashma, and Hashem right away complies and gives Moshe all of this information. And Mistama, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, wait, and I'll tell you. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Masa Pesach Sheni right then, as soon as he got the Dibur. So there wouldn't be a kasha. Maybe it was a few days later, because the whole point is Imdu Vashma. I'm not sure, waiting for someone to say that. Imdu Vashma. So therefore, it was obviously said over right then. Mashaken over here, what Hashem said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tosfos says, Avad Hashem said Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the kasha of the Gemara is maybe Moshe said it a few days later. So that's a kasha. Then Gemara has to leave and find another marker. But before, it's clear that Moshe Rabbeinu said it. He said Imdu Vashma.
How does that know the earlier Tosfos that he didn't have to be married?
Like no. This? He didn't have to be Mach because the Maisa.
He did, they were waiting for him.
So, presumably he said it all, but why do you have to say it all? In other words, he presumably said it all because that was the Dibur. It means he felt he couldn't do otherwise. Hashem gave it all. He could have still been selective, you know. And Nistama, what he said, we said over everything he heard. So, you mean Hashem orchestrated, he mean he had no choice. Nistama, he might as well give it over. Yeah. What?
He could have just said,
either he could have said, not today, or as the Ram says, he could have said, you do Pesach Sheni. But he didn't have to say it all. And he knows he said it all because Nistama, he gave over everything Hashem said. He's in the Vesma. He's saying maybe in the Hanami, maybe he didn't. Pashtus, he did. He told him in the Vesma. Okay, this is perhaps what we could say. Now, the Or Chadash says exactly what I'm saying, or maybe a little bit different. The Or Chadash is one of the times of Nadi Yehuda. He's one of the Achronim. He asked this Kasha. Yeah. The Yeshuomar came and out Karkach, the Hechrach, the Mukrach Moshe, the Hosha, the Shoalav, Dvar Dover, Bova Yom, Isa Shoshawa, Tmeim, Mimen, Lema Lomanigara, the Heshiv Imdu, the Esma'a, the Kemisha, Niska Batora, Shum Chuba, Sheheshiv, Wehem, Al Sheila son, Kimo Al Tasu, Kimasha Kasimatosus, Mistama Heshiv, Eila Hadvar, and Mamish, Shetivo Hashem. That's what we're saying. It doesn't say anywhere that Moshe said anything less than what Hashem said. The stomach, the response to him with the Meshma was he said it all. So that's the right of the Gemara. Yes, Yaakov.
When
everyone
said that maybe he didn't choose the first potential
that
was given over immediately.
The first comment sounds like he showed them the moon. So good. That was Choshev Elohim. But the rest of the message, we don't know when he gave over about Karban Pesach. And that's the psukim of Avik Moshe Chozikne Yisrael. The Riyah is a different answer. What's the Riyah's answer? The Riyah Mefarish. Again, back to the original Kasha. How can the Gemara ask a Kasha that maybe it was in fourth or the fifth? It's Mefurish from the Gemara in Shabbos and Gemara Menachis that there was a Hashem showed Moshe the Levana. It was on Rosh Chodesh. So obviously, it was all on Rosh Chodesh. So the Meril Tam wanted to say maybe Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over later. The Ri goes a different way. The Ri Mefarish. Afagav, the Achodesh Hazeh Havi Bereish Darcha. That was only proven from the Gemara Menachos and Gemara and Shabbos Tevav is Achodesh Elohim was on Rosh Chodesh. That's when the Moed is in the sky. Niu Dilma Hadika Amar Dabru El Ko Adas Yisrael. Now, it's the next pasuk. We're still speaking about Hashem's words. But the Dabru, El Kardas Yisrael, Lohabi B'reish Yarcha. Interesting. It's another suggestion, different answer. In other words, you have to split the psukim. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu from family, Rosh Chodeshim, Hashem told Moshe Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, see the Mola. Next pasuk, Dabro Kardash Yisrael Emor, that Hashem said to Moshe when? Maybe the fourth of the month, 2 days later. The separate between the communication, the Nevuah of Hashem to Moshe, the first pasuk, that was on Rosh Chodesh. But Dabro Kardash Yisrael, that was on when? Maybe the fourth or the fifth. So now, because of that, Kasha the Gemara has to fall away and go to a different source. Here too, the Maral, the Megaraye, brings the Mechilta, and you have Rashi quotes the Mechilta on this. Look at the Mechilta that Rashi quotes. Look at Rashi in the next Rashi, Dabru, in the Pasuk Gimel, the second Rashi in that Pasuk. Everyone see the Rashi? Dabru al Kodas Yisrael Eimor, ba'asar l'chodesh. Lashon Rashi from the Mechilta. Dabru hayom de rosh chodesh shikhu ba'asar chodesh. Yeah, so that's the Mizrahi's kasha also on the Ri's answer. The Mechilta says Mefurish that it was the Dabru was on rosh chodesh that they should take the lamb on the 10th. Not that the Dabru was a few days after. The Maral says that all the Mechilta really means is that the Dabru wasn't on. I mean, really, the truth is, Mechilta's point is Dabru is when you should speak. We're not really speaking about Hashem speaking, right? Pashtus, what the Ri is going on is what Hashem said Dabru, right? Unless the Ri is going on Moshe Rabbeinu. How did you learn Pshat? How did you learn it? What's the lesson of the Ri? Dilma had to come a dabru lahavi b'reish yarcha. Now maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe the talk of the pshat is that dab, not the dabru, Hashem's dabru was a few days later. Maybe the Ri means talka that Hashem is saying on Rosh Chodesh, when you should say dabru, when should you be dabru? What was the tzivah of Hashem to Moshe? Well, maybe that's better pshat. What's how you learned? What?
How would that be different than Rabbeinu Tam then? If Rabbeinu Tam is also saying that maybe, right, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'reish Yarcha.
Rabbeinu Tam is learning that, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu heard everything from Hashem, but he spoke later. I mean, it comes out, it's like Rabbeinu Tam already saying.
I thought that it was Hashem speaking before, telling Moshe to speak on Rosh Chodesh.
I think what Maral said, and I think in the notes, it's very, I thought it was documented, it was that deep war. The Mechilta doesn't mean that deep war is actually on Rosh Chodesh, it just means it wasn't on
the 10th.
It wasn't on the 10th.
Right.
I don't
right, but I think the Mechilta's point is when Hashem was saying Dabru, not when Hashem wanted them to do the Dibur, not when Hashem said the words Dabru.
But that's just Rabbi
Natan.
No, you're
just Mahavi. Yes, you're right. That's what's right. So Chora, you're right. So maybe that was at the beginning is correct. If it's different than Rabbi Natan, then the Ri is suggesting that maybe the next pasuk is a different day, which is obviously dochek. No, why would you assume that it's all one dibur b'kadosh baruch hu to Moshe? This is Amos Chodesh. This is later. What should be that should be the kasha of the Gemara. But then, of course, the Mechilta that Rashi is quoting is really not relevant because the Mechilta is talking about, I mean, obviously, it implicit in the Mechilta is Hashem is speaking of Rosh Chodesh. Dabru Hayom Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so Mimele, you see from the Mechilta that it's always still Rosh Chodesh. Okay. All right, it's a Ha'ara from the Mechilta that Rashi quotes. But that's the Ri's Pshat. The Ri's Pshat is that maybe the Dabru of Hashem was said a few days later. Yaakov and then Bar Noam. Yeah.
Also, this is a difficult part of their class. Of course, I think they did a little bit on the Rav yesterday that they said they have to clash on that maybe it should be, according to Shimon Leal's projection of Hakama, it should be 10 days, not 2 weeks. So basically, they also understood that it's on
the Torah. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the Pashtus. That's the Pashtus, right? That it was Rosh Chodesh. But with the reason why the Mars Kash is maybe Hashem's words, Dabru, was said a few days later. Yeah.
So, two, just maybe small points that I feel maybe why you could say that not so tough to say that it's talking about different days. So one is that obviously besides the fact that they're just two tziduyim, so left after the set of the same day, which is not such a good point. But then maybe you could say that the din of Hakodesh is a din in the day. Maybe the name of the tziduy is Hakodesh would be specific to that day, but you have no reason to believe that the next tziduy, next pasuk, would be on the same day because Hashem was saying, okay, I'm going to give you this one seaboy of Hakodesh Hashem because it's a din of the Torah of the day.
And the next,
and the next part is not Torah of the day anymore, really. So, you know, of Rosh Chodesh, it's not a din in the day that we're currently on. So you can say that that's probably talking about the next day, right?
Okay. I hear. What's the other thing?
Yeah.
I mean, the emphasis, the words of the Ri, I mean, you guys are turning back that to say that the Ri means that Hashem is saying Dabru a few days later, then it's Rabbeinu Tam. It's not exactly Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam would be saying that Moshe on his own waited a few days. If you read the Ri this other way, I don't know if it's emes, but if you read it that way, the words are not 100% clear. Dilma hadika amar Dabru lahavi b'reish yarcha. Hadika amar means Hashem's words of Dabru or what Hashem means with the Dabru. But even if it meant that way, that Hashem is saying, Dabru, do it on the 10th, for example. That's what the Mechilta seems to go, Afuke. Dabru, not speak on Ba'asar. Dabru, today, that they should take it on the 10th. But the other way to read it is, Dabru, Ibn Azra, Ba'asar means speak to them on the Asar, on the 10th. But then it would mean that the reason why they spoke later was because Hashem said to speak later. But then again, we've lost our raya of Shesh Tabasas. For Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha is maybe on his own Moshe was waited, which is Rav Yaakov Emden's question, why would Moshe wait to give over the Nevuah? But that would be the Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, Moshe been waited. But according to the reads, it's because Hashem is telling them, Dafka, on the 10th, tell it over. If Hashem said tell it over on the 10th, so then we don't have to do it till the 10th. We tell them, Bovayom, we'll give them the mitzvah. But did the Ri mean it that way? Or the Ri meant the way we said first that had the karma dabu means we separate the first pasuk Hashem spoke in Rosh Chodesh and the next pasuk Hashem spoke later. That's mistaber. That's more likely that's the pshat. But I'm saying the words could have gone the other way too. The words themselves, and it's not mamish Rabbeinu Tam because Rabbeinu Tam is saying on his own that maybe the Gemara is suggesting maybe Moshe waited.
For the Ri, Hashem told Moshe, do it then. So then we've lost our Rai also. Tosus ends up with a kasha that's not dafka, it's connected to the Ri. It's a separate kasha. What does Tosus say at the end? The Im Tomar, Amai lo yalef hasan midbar miba midbar kihacha. What's this kasha on? Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos learns out that Bayom HaZabo Midbar Sinai, the arrival at HaSinai was on the first of Sivan, because of the fact that it says Hazeh, Bayom Hazeh, and it says Roi Zolachem. Tell us, why do you need that Raya? Why do you need that Gzeres Shabbat? I have another Gzeres Shabbat. It says, Bayom HaZabo Midbar Sinai. Right? We don't know what day of the month, but we have another Pasuk of the Midbar Sinai. And that's in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar with the census, the Echad L'Chodesh Hasheni. So just like the Midbar Sinai in Bamidbar was on Aleph Iyar, it was a Rosh Chodesh. So the Bamidbar Sinai, Bamidbar Sinai on Kali, so going to Hasinai was also on Rosh Chodesh. Why didn't you use Hazeh? Why not use Bamidbar like the Gemara uses over here to learn out in terms of Pesach Midbar that it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just like the other Pesach is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So use this. This is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Just like the other pasuk, Yeshuama de midbar miba midbar lo yafinan. It's not the same. In the Gemara's Zereshava, it's the mamish ba midbar bin midbar bin midbar sinai bin mith. Here it's bayom hazebau. What does it say? Bayom hazebau midbar sinai. That's the other pasuk bin midbar sinai. So is that really not a Zereshava? That doesn't count for Zereshava. The midbar and midbar wouldn't be good enough for Zereshava. What do we know? Many Gemaras, anyone has learned a little bit in Gemara. The Gemara quotes a lot of times with Gzeres Shabbos, it could be close enough, like Meshav HaKohen, Uvar HaKohen, that's a classic Gemara. But you know, yeah, Gzeres Shabbos is a good, it doesn't even be the same word. But the Gemara often says, in response to such a kasha, yeah, that's if you don't have another one that's more close, that's a tighter connection. So here you have a better one. Here you have Hazeh Hazeh. This is Tosus in Shabbos Kimat Neforish like that. Tosus adds, "Dear in Shabbos Tevav, the Im Tomar Maylo Yalef Hacha Midbar Miba Midbar Kedial Pasam the Hacha Nami Ksiv Midbar Bo Midbar Sinai Yichum the Tfei Nichalei Lemelef Hazeh Hazeh Vlo Midbar Miba Midbar Tfei Nichalei because it's Mamish Hazeh Hazeh. It's the same word here. The slight difference, slight change." Okay, I want to talk a little bit, open up, I guess this will take us through tomorrow too, but I want to talk about this larger inyan of Shalom and Bedorshin. Obviously, you know, this is the first sif in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, and how much has been written just in these couple of words, you know, so many inyanim. The first tour, Shulchan Aruch, the tour begins Hilchos Pesach, the first words, Simon Tav Chav Tes, Tanya, Shaolin, and then you have brackets. And these brackets are interesting. Shaolin, brackets, bedorshin. Keep that in mind. Behilchos Pesach, kodem ha-Pesach shloshim yom. Hilchach shloshim yom, kodem ha-Pesach, chal alav cholas biur, kasher avayar, simen tof lamed vav. That's where you have mefarish, biyotzi b'shayara. If you want to know the two halachic points of the sugya, Sholem Bedarshin and Mefarshim Tzishayor, one is found at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, Tav Chav Tes, is halacha in its own right, which we have to define. Sholem Bedarshin Hilchos Pesach, and then the application of Mefarshim Tzishayor, that is in Siman Tav Lamed Vav. Interesting is the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Yonim of Mefarshim Tzishayor, Kedarka, we said yesterday, he talks about Dai Telachzor. Before Pesach, also as Mimachayev in Bedika, but he brings the Inyanim of Mefarshim, but he doesn't bring anywhere the Din of Shalom Bedarshin. Whatever it means, the Rambam doesn't quote it. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's right here, Simen Tav Chav Tes, in the Torah, and in the Shulchan Aruch. One of the ramifications of this halach. So in terms of Mefarshim B'Sheyara, obviously we see there's a certain shaychis to the Chag that exists within the window of Shloshim Yom. According to the Chacham, it's Shloshim Yom, for Shem Gamliel, it'll be 2 weeks. Rashi's Lashon, the beginning of our sugya, right? The Oz Chal Olav Yisar B'Tzarchi HaPesach. What does Sholin mean? What does Dorshin mean? And what is it, if you say the word Dorshin, don't say the word Dorshin, what exactly is at stake? And again, the Mokar has to come back, according to the Tanakhama, from Moshe Omi Pesach Rishon Masa Pesach Sheni. So whatever it means, it has to have some shaykhis to the Mokar that we saw in our sugya. So that's one inyan we have to figure out. To make it a little more complicated, is what seems to be a stiras ha-sugis. We have the sugi here of sholin v'dorishin, that's the girsa that many have, hilchos ha-pesach, shloshim koyim ha-pesach. That's one gemara. We have another gemara at the end of Masechta Megillah, Vayidaber Moshe es Mordei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, says the Gemara, the end of the Masechta, mamish the last line of Gemara, 2 lines of Gemara, Tarabana, Moshe tikein lahem l'Yisrael, sheyehu shalin v'dorshin v'inyano shel yo, hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, hilchos atzeres b'atzeres, hilchos chag b'chag. Two Gemaras. Our Gemara specifically speaks about Shloshim Yom in context of Pesach. That's our sugya. Hilchos of Pesach, Shalom Midorshin, Lamed Yom, the Mokar being Pesach Sheni. We have here halacha of Binyanu Shoyom, Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach. So here we're going darshening Binyanu Shoyom on Pesach, not Shloshim Yom Kode Pesach. Moreover, it goes on. Hilchos Atzeres Batzeres, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Our Gemara is only discussing Pesach. So what's the relationship between the two sugyas? Shloshim Yom by Pesach, what about other Yom Tovim? Does it say? And what about this halacha of Binyanu Shoyom on the day itself? Where does it all fit? There's a long base Yosef on the tour who brings a couple of suggestions. And the first one is what the Ran says. This answer of the Ran is found both here in Sachim and also in Megillah. And it's also other Rishonim that say it. The Rashba says it. The Meiri says it over here as well. Although, as we'll see, there's the Bir Halacha, when he lines up all the different shitas, he kind of marginalizes this strand within Rishonim, because according to this Mahalach, the ramifications are not as great as we would otherwise think. So what does the Ran say in response to this kasha? Let's go to the Ran here. The Ran says, what is Shalom V'Dorshin all about? Specifically about when someone comes with a shayla and someone else comes with a shayla, who gets priority? And that's where this inyan is relevant, that within the window of Shloshim Yom, it's considered to be Shol Ki'inyan. Lashon HaRan, Kilomar, the Chashvinan Lei, Shoel Ki'inyan. And here's where the word Sholin, of course, begins to resonate. For Sholin means that it's appropriate to ask Vidin HaPesach within Shloshim Yom. Again, other ramifications is the Din of Mefasheret B'Sayor. It obviously extends to include that in some way the Chiyuv can be Chal, as we saw Shitas Rava. But in a more limited context, it's the Inyan of Sholin, that it's appropriate to ask, and that person will get priority. The Kaimalan the Alma, he tells you, he goes to Tosefta Sanhedrin, Terek Zayin, the Shnei Talmidim, Sheshoalin, Echad Shoal Ki'inyan, the Echad Shoal Shalo Ki'inyan, Shinizkakin, the Shoal Ki'inyan. You have two Talmidim coming with the Shaila. One is considered to be apropos to the season, it's on the Sugya that we're learning. It's one that comes with the Shaila out of a different context, not what they're Osik in men. So the one that we answer is that one. That's a Tosefta, Lashon HaTosefta here, Sanhedrin, Tosefta Perek Zayin, Sanhedrin, Hashoa Ki'inyan, Hashoa Shalokin, the Shivanas Hashoa Ki'inyan. The Rani does not explain what's driving him to say such a pshat, but it's because of the Stiras HaGemaras, and that's clear from the Ran in Megillah. Lashon HaRan in Megillah, it's on Daf Beis, Daf Beis HaRif, right? Yeah. He quotes here Moshe Tikin, last Gemara in Megillah. Kuloma says, Sholin, and he says, there's two separate inyanim. That is a halacha of drashas. That's on Dvar Yom B'Yomo. That's on Inyan Hashem B'Pesach. And that's the Lashon Sholin V'Darshan over there. Moshe Tikin Shiyu Sholom Midarshin, Kilomas says Sholin Umefarshin Hilchoseyin. We expand on the halachas of the Chag. Vahadam Mina Bi'alma Sholin Bilchas Pesach Kono Pesach Lamid Yom. Ah, Hahu and Yona Achrinahu. That's a different issue. That's not what the Gemara is talking about in Megillah. Yona Achrinahu. does not mean that there's an obligation of any kind to start expounding Hilchos Pesach for Lamed Yom before Pesach. No such halacha. Elo loma, shasoa behem, b'beis ha-medrash, b'oso zman, mikri shol ki'inim. The kaimalan, b'shnei talmidim, sholin, shem echad shol ki'inim, b'echad shol ki'inim, shem eskakin, t'chilo shol ki'inim. So the Ran is mairich with the same point, but he makes it clear that's how the stira is resolved. Because the sugya Megillah is the halacha to darshin Hilchos HaPesach, that's the Pesach. This is a different in, this idea of Yekun Shol Ki'inyan. It could also be, this Ran doesn't spell out, but it's mashma from the Bir Halacha, maybe we'll be able to read the Bir Halacha together, if not today, tomorrow, if you haven't gone through it yet, that the girsa of darshin in our Gemara may be depending on whether this halacha does mean that you start expounding and talking about the halachas of the Chag, Shloshim Yom, that's Dorshin. But according to the Ran, it makes sense not to say the word Dorshin by us, because Dorshin is the halacha of Pesach B'Pesach, and the other Yom Tovim as well. But our Gemara is about Shol Ki'inyan, so Sholin, that's appropriate to ask, it's called relevant. But then you wouldn't necessarily have the gears of Dorshin. And again, that's why in the tour, the word Dorshin is in brackets. It's not so simple. It could be, according to the Mahalach of these Rishonim, this is the Ran here, just to mention the Lashon HaMe'iri a second, Yaakov. Again, it's the Rashba also, it's the Ritva quotes it, but just in our Mesachta, the Me'iri says it. The Me'iri says as follows. Halamadita, Shesholin, Bilchas HaPesach. Don't say Dorshin. Shesholin, Bilchas HaPesach. Shloshim Yom Kodim Pesach, Shekoa Shoah Binyan Zeb, Osus Man Shoah Ki'inyan Hu. The Dochin is a Shoah Shelo Ki'inyan Mipanav. The Zeitna. How does this connect to the Makkah? Now it gets interesting. First of all, what's interesting is how the ramifications spill over to Mefarshim Yitzchak B'Shayar. That's also interesting. The fact that it's a Shiloh Ki'inyan shows that you could talk about the chiyuv being chal b'dikas chametz already, because it's shol ki'inyan. It shows that it's in the ear, right? But it's not halacha to darshan. It's halacha of responding to a question. But what's the makor? Moshe Rabbeinu mazhir a Pesach Sheni. What? What does that do with that? Sounds like the fact that he darshan tokas Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. The lesson on the Iri, the Zecher Ledavar. So here already, he's sensitive to this, and the Ran himself says it. Let me read it from the Ran. He read Zecher Ledavar, Shere Moshe Shom Pesach, Rish Maza Pesach Sheni. But the Afal Pisha She'ela Satimein Havi Yasu Lekach. So what's bothering the Iri? It's really the Ran also, the Ran here in the Rish. Like, what's the Raya? They're asking him. So he's responding. What do we do? Lamanigara. What do you see here? That so they're asking about Pesach Risha. They're asking Pesach Risha. If they'll be asking Pesach Sheni and he's responding to them, that's called Shol Ki'inyan. But they're not asking him today. So in fact, if the halacha is to be darshaning Pesach Sheni, good. So you see, he's darshaning Pesach Sheni, even though it's not here yet. So the Ran himself, look at the Ran. The Lashon HaMe'iri is like the Lashon HaRan here. The next Ran, and here by Pesachim. Whoever they were, Pesach, and so on. The raya is not from the fact that he responded to their question. I mean, he has to answer. They're asking, what do we do with Tomei? Ella, she'im lo ha'yesholim ki'inyin, lo haya lo laharich kol kach ulefarish kol dini Pesach Sheni. What does that mean? That's Lashon HaMe'iri as well. El moli shekein lo haya marach bedini prat of kol kach sheyagia zman haray lekach. In other words, it's a simon, which is zeicher l'davar, as HaMe'iri says. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu can expand his answer to start including Hilchos Pesach Sheni, that indicates that it's called Shol Ki'inyan to ask about something a month ahead. Pesach, meaning Hilchas HaPesach. Pesach Sheni is Hilchas HaPesach also, that we see. Hilchas HaPesach idea. So if it weren't that it could be called Shol Ki'inyan, Moshe would not have been justified in being Marech to tell the Hilchas HaPesach Sheni over to them when they asked Lomani Gdusha. I told them, okay, don't bring today, bring Pesach Sheni, but not to details. Why? The fact that he can go into the details shows that it's called Shol Ki'inyan. One thing you can extrapolate from that to this halacha that you're called a shokin. That's the Ran's approach. Rafi? This is the Ran. Yeah.
So ultimately, isn't it from the fact that
he responded, but the fact that he responded in the way he did with all the arichos of details, but actually shows that obviously that's called me'inyana. Yeah, yeah.
So
there are many who are not goros, as we see in the Bir Halacha. When you look at the Bir Halacha, the long Bir Halacha, it's not everyone's goros v'dorshin. So it makes sense that the Ran didn't have the gears of v'dorshin. It's not about dorshin. It's dorshin is really to expand. That's the Hilchas Chag B'Chag. This is the Mahalach of the Ran. However, many Mishonim take it obviously in a different way. First and foremost, Rashi. Yes, Elio. Yes, the Ran is saying that the fact that he can be Marech so much in those details shows that it would be considered a Shol Ki'inyan, even if they would be asking on Pesach Sheni. What? I mean, it's obvious because it's Hilchas Pesach. According to the Ran, this halacha, that would get to another, right. Let me ask you the following. I mean, this is another issue that comes up in the Beis Yosef. Get out of the Beis Yosef if you want. Also, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it also, the halacha alludes to it. The Beis Yosef and Tav Chav Tes as well, if you want. I know tomorrow's a shorter day, so I don't know how much you'll get to, if whatever, but the Bir Halacha is today to see. He sums a lot of things up. But Lamaisa, the other diuk, other chagim, with the din of Sukkis, of Shalom Avidarshin, of Lamed Yom, Shavuos, people ask Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim, how far does it go? So let's start with the Ran. Around the whole Indian of Shalom V'Darshin is about Shol Ki'inyan. It's not about it. That drushes are for the day itself. You have to know. Hilchas Chag B'Chag. Does it go beyond Shalosh V'Galah? The Gemara only says, does it go on Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Does it go on Purim Chanukah? Does it say? That's Hilchas Chag B'Chag. But it has to do with answering a shayla. There's a tshuva of a Shlomo Kugar. If two people come on Purim, one has a shayla on Hilchas Purim, one has a shayla on Hilchas Pesach. Who does the Rav answer first? So there's a lot of, you know, in Yana the Purim, so that's one of them. But the other one is in Pesach, it's Shul Shem Yom. Yeah. So the Beis Yosef has another suggestion when he discusses this in the very beginning of Tav Chav Tes. After he quotes the Ran's approach, Odi Shlomer, that there's something unique about Pesach. And that's where Shloshim Yom has a special halacha by Pesach. Remember, our sugya mentions Pesach. Now, you mentioned Pesach Sheni. Keep that in mind. But which is striking, because what does he say? Why is Pesach unique? The dini Pesach al kol panim tzarich lo'odiyam la'am kodem with Pesach Shloshim Yom. Kedei sheyer lem sholos rab l'saseik b'tchinas hachitim. You have to grind wheat for matzah, v'afiyas matzah, v'agolas kelim, u'bir chametz. If you don't do it properly before, you're stuck. Masha'ekin b'shar mo'adin. The Bat Sarah says the Beis Yosef, leka dinam yosim b'shar yantif. Not that many halakas except like every yantif. U'besukis, afagav di'ika mitzvah sukkah v'luav. Ain't sarach lumo behem kolkach dinim. There's a lot of sukkahs that you think are not perfect. They really are. A few sukkahs gamvach, v'rakvash, k'shera. The sukkahs in first parak in sukkah. So it wasn't, the Shem Tzeah wasn't exactly Shem Sukkah, it's good enough. U'bitfano saga b'shtayim b'kilchasam p'shosi b'terach, the maker with the walls of the Sukkah. The lulavim b'esrogim, rubam k'sherim. That's the Beis Yosef, rubam k'sherim. V'od se'en tichas sukkah v'lulav meruba v'dayim l'sasik b'em b'erev achag. Yeah, you go where Erev Sukkah, you'll go through the halachas of Sukkah and lulav. Mishem hachi lo boi l'shav v'libish b'lchosim kol kachzman kodem. So that's the din of Shloshim Yom. That's a different idea. The reasons of the chag, so according to the second tariff of Beis Yosef, it's unique halacha Shloshim Yom by Pesach. What is interesting is because Pesach Sheni doesn't have many of these halachas. Hagolas Kalim, you know, what is Beis Yosef saying? Hagolas Kalim, getting ready for the chag, playing out Bir Chametz, Petikas Chametz. Pesach Sheni, you can have Chametz. Striking. Now, he makes it about the unique halachas of Pesach, but the Gemara one is having Pesach Sheni. How can he say this? But the Beis Yosef makes the halacha about, but umazeh, Rashi Mefurish, what of Rashi's to look at? Rashi in Sukkah Daf Tes talks about the inyan of Shloshim Yom Kodem Sukkis. That's what the definition of Sukkah Yeshana is, right? If it was more than 30 days before Sukkis. So Rashi quotes the idea of Sholin, the Darshan by Sukkis. Right? Russian Rashi there. In Sukkah Daf Tes Amid Aleph on the Mishnah. By Yotoch Shloshim, it's considered a Shema. Kema Shisholim, Birchas Achag, Kodem Chag Shloshim, Stamol Sachag, Hashem Chagu Osa. The Masha points out in that Rashi that you see not like the Beis Yosef. You see from that Rashi that the din of Shloshim Kodem Achag, even though our Gemara is talking about Pesach, it's true about Sukkot as well. And Lamaisa, Rashi, in many places, as you'll see, talks about this inyan of Darshaning. Not just the limited context of the Ran and the Rashba, but it's halacha to dash and halacha sachat. And Kamanim Mefurish Gemara. A few of the Gemaras talk about that the people are not going to want to listen to the those who say that they will ma'abr the year to add an Adar because they're convinced that Pesach is coming up this month, not that it's next for Adar, because they heard the drushes. That's how Rashi went. It's Kamanim the Gemara like that. It might be mizal. So it's Kamanim the Gemara that you see that the Shom Bedarsh of Pesach at least is drushes. And that's why the Bir Halacha keeps pushing against the Sheet of the Ran and the Rash, but it's limited in context. What about the Stiras HaSugis? Okay, so you have to know how to resolve that. Different ways possibly that we can go. Tosis could be you do drushes before, you do drushes on the Chag as well. It could be that the window of Shloshim Yom is called B'Chag. What's the Lashon HaGemara in Megillah? Hilchos Chag B'Chag. No, Chag, that's literally Chag B'Chag, the day of the Yantif. The whole point is that the season of the Lamed Yom is already... This is the Chag. You can expand. That's the definition. The Bach, the Prichadash, the Graz Mashma, that way. And then there's a whole Inyan Atosis in Avodah Zarah. That's also interesting. Speak it out again tomorrow. It's very much tied into the Karbanos HaChag. And then it could be that the halacha today is not the same level as the halacha of when it was Karbanos. If it's Karbanos, you have to know, is it specifically Karban Pesach? Or we have Karban Chagigah, the other Karbanos, other Chagim as well. And we also have this one word of Maramakov. Is it Daraisa Drabban in this Inyan of Sholom B'Darshan? If it's really halacha to Darshan, is it Din Daraisa? The Rashi that we had a Chav Zayin, right? So it sounds like there's the halacha of Freshers Vishayar is going to come out as a real limud, that there's a halacha, Chovas Biur, Tashbisu. Sounds like it's a Din Daraisa. Pashtus, most assume it's not Daraisa, it's a Din Rabbanan. It could be that you can machal between the time of the Beis HaMikdash when you had Karbanos, some sophist says like this. That maybe there would be a din deraisa. Maybe today it's not necessarily the same halacha. Could be that's not deraisa, then it's just a din of takana, even then. Anyway, this is a little bit to talk about a little tomorrow, and we'll see if we can also go on in the Gemara. I don't know. Are you have a question? No? Okay.